This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You'll have noticed by this point in your day, I imagine, that the 2nd of October 2019 was not a great day for stocks. I don't know whether traders woke up this morning and looked around and all of a sudden realized the trade war's not going away, or maybe they were put off by a not-as-strong-as-expected report on private sector employment from the payroll processing firm ADP this morning. ADP is one of our underwriters, by the way. Or maybe it was the gnawing feeling that the slowing global economy is creeping ever closer to our shores. Oh, and don't forget the manufacturing numbers that we told you about yesterday. Whatever the reason, the R word is being bandied about. But what if there's another way things could go? That maybe, and this isn't our original idea, economists and market watchers, also a friend of the show, Neil Irwin of the New York Times, maybe the other side of economic expansion and solid growth, they say, isn't recession, it's just meh. Lasting, enduring meh. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looks at what it might mean if we just stick with mediocre growth for a while.
Slow or slowing growth is really a relative thing. It's just slow compared to our recent experience. Jana Remes is an economist and partner at McKinsey Global Institute.
When you think about looking ahead, it's not at all clear that that momentum that we all have so used to think of as the normal rate of growth will be sustainable.
But slow growth, even over the long term, is different than an ongoing negative growth rate over time. That's what makes a recession. Chun Wong is a portfolio manager at the Luthold Group.
A slowdown, you might get no, say, pay raise. But a recession, you might lose a job.
A slowdown versus a recession also prompts different government responses. If it's just a slowdown, says Wong, when it comes to interest rates,
You expect the Fed to cut maybe 2-3 times. But if you're heading towards a real recession, this is going to be a full easing cycle, 8, 9, 10, or even more cuts.
If a recession is an economic emergency, then
the slow growth is kind of a dull headache, to be frank.
Todd Mickelson owns the company Spray Rack in Minnesota. He makes equipment to test the waterproofing on windows and doors. Mickelson says slow growth isn't ideal, but it's the fear of recession that has him holding off on things like hiring.
So whether it's slow growth or a recession, I mean, the unpredictability does cause a problem for me and other small business owners that I know.
Because even if a recession is bad, at least you know. You know? In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.